Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 9th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 59 years ago, today in 1965, the Astrodome hosted its first baseball game and revolutionized stadiums as the world's first domed and air-conditioned indoor venue. Home to the Houston Astros and Houston Oilers, it featured groundbreaking elements like AstroTurf. Despite its historical significance, its future is uncertain since it was last used in 2009. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect thigh to waist high surf, increasing to stomach to chest at focal points. Early morning offshore wind shift to moderate west northwest by afternoon. Smaller clean conditions Tuesday with a mix of northwest and south southwest swells. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 11, then fair until 1. After that, it's looking pretty choppy. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 2.5 foot incoming tide, when the east southeast swell is 1 foot at 18 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 4.5 feet at 10:30 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide at 4. The near shore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning it's sunny and feels like 50 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:24. It looks like we're in for a warm and sunny day with a high near 67 and wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 54 and similar wind. Looking ahead in the weather. Wednesday starts mostly sunny with a high near 66 degrees and light wind becoming westerly at 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Patchy fog develops overnight with increasing clouds and a low around 55. Thursday begins foggy, then turns partly sunny with a high near 66. Friday and Saturday will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60s and a slight chance of rain on Saturday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Carlsbad is advancing a project to realign a 1 mile segment of Highway 101, also known as Carlsbad Boulevard, to address rising sea levels and flooding concerns. The city's Beach Preservation Commission unanimously endorsed the Retreat Now plan over a gradual 96-year phased approach. This decision follows instances of flooding and erosion, notably near Las Encinas Creek, which have frequently made the roadway impassable. In response to these challenges, and as part of obtaining temporary permits for emergency work, the state mandated Carlsbad to seek a lasting solution. The proposed realignment includes a new roadway layout with biking and walking paths, roundabouts, and habitat restoration areas. The Carlsbad City Council will review the plan on April 23rd, aiming for a 2028 project commencement. Funding and cost details are pending, with prior studies supported by the California Coastal Conservancy. Now on to sports. Gerrit Cole, the New York Yankees ace, expressed his frustration with the recent discourse on the increase in pitcher injuries, particularly those related to the elbow. Returning from nerve inflammation in his elbow, Cole is disheartened by the lack of cooperation between Major League Baseball and the Players Association in addressing this surge. He criticized the quick dismissal of concerns regarding the pitch clock's impact on injuries. And he's suggesting a more comprehensive examination of various factors affecting pitcher health, including changes in game rules, training protocols, and the push for more velocity and spin without the help of sticky foreign substances. Cole calls for a unified effort to prioritize and safeguard player health amidst a significant uptick in arm injuries across the league. Last night in local sports. In a barn burner, the Padres at home beat the Cubs 9-8. Tonight, the Padres are at home in Game 2 to take on the Cubs. Also tonight, in the NBA, the Lakers are at home to play the Warriors. And the Clippers are on the road in Phoenix to take on the Suns. In national hockey, the Kings are on the road in Anaheim to skate with the Ducks. In top news, hang on to your hats, folks, because we're treading into some uncharted territory for the podcast. We've got some social media gossip for you, so pay close attention. Recently, a scandal erupted on TikTok when young mother Ashley McGuire sought help to find her missing husband, Chef Charles Withers, via a Facebook post. McGuire, pregnant at the time, revealed Withers had vanished, leaving his family behind. Her aim was to find him for divorce proceedings. This sparked a global TikTok investigation, with users delving into Withers' whereabouts, generating significant attention. Withers, last employed at the now-closed Sea Salt Bar and Grill in Falmouth, Massachusetts, has not been in contact with his family for over a year. The search on TikTok extended from Rhode Island to Texas, with varied leads and potential sightings shared by users. This story has all the makings for a continuing drama to unfold in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Don't worry, we'll keep you in the know. In business news, the U.S. Commerce Department just announced a $6.6 billion subsidy for Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing in Arizona, aimed at bolstering advanced semiconductor production. The company, TSMC, plans to expand its investment in Arizona to $65 billion, including the addition of a third manufacturing location by 2030. This move is part of a broader strategy to enhance the U.S. semiconductor industry, supported by the CHIPS and Science Act, which allocates significant funds for research and manufacturing subsidies. TSMC's expansion will focus on producing 2-nanometer tech chips, crucial for artificial intelligence and national security technologies. The initiative is expected to create thousands of jobs and significantly increase U.S. capacity for leading-edge chip manufacturing, reinforcing the country's competitive edge in the global digital economy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just over $71,000. Ethereum is at $3,700. And Solana is $177. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Starting in your 40s, making healthy lifestyle choices becomes crucial to combating dementia and cognitive decline later in life. Researchers emphasize the importance of regular exercise, adequate sleep, and engaging in activities that stimulate your brain. These steps not only maintain cognitive function, but also support heart health, which is closely linked to brain health. Conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity, if managed properly, can further reduce the risk of dementia. Social and mental engagement, alongside a nutritious diet and physical activity, are key components for sustaining brain health as you age. And in entertainment news. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new bingeable show on Netflix, and I can personally confirm it's a good one. The Gentleman, Guy Ritchie's latest hit series, has taken Netflix by storm, amassing 44 million views in just a few weeks. Netflix is already in discussions for a second season, eager to reunite the star-studded cast, including Theo James from White Lotus, Kaya Scodelario, and Ray Winstone. Although there are challenges, such as scheduling conflicts and securing Ritchie for the sequel, the platform is optimistic given this show's success. This series, a fresh take on Ritchie's 2019 film, delves into the British underworld with a new cast and has quickly become one of Netflix's biggest hits of the year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great filmmaker Guy Ritchie.
If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom. You have to take possession of your life. There's a world out there trying to tell you who you are, and there's a world in here that's trying to tell you who you are. Now, where do you want to put your eggs? Because the world outside is very noisy and very tempting, and has all the razzmatazz, has all the tinsel and all the glitter. It's got all the toys. But that's because you don't think you're enough in the first place. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle. And somehow there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.